We're not judging you and sitting back waiting for you to do for us. We're here to pull from you because we know that you've been sent to equip us. And that freedom comes and it grows. And that freedom releases those gifts to begin to operate and function. And it releases a spiritual supply and a grace to the body of Christ that they will absolutely have to have for this time we are now in. It will cause supplies to pop up where it is dry and barren. It's always been this way. It will be another day like that of Joseph, where what used to be vibrant dries up and people are going without, and the man or the woman of God shows up and says, here's where the supply is. Come over here. Everything's going to be all right. It will be once again where God's government shows up and takes bitter supplies that could do nothing to become sweet and feed the people again. I'm telling you, these are the days that we are in. Of all the times that you could be alive, these are the most critical of times. But you know that God is preparing us ahead of time. He's given us eyes to see and ears to hear. Amen. And he's been working in your hearts. I believe he's already been talking to you about next year. Changes you need to make. Next year, you're not going to do this thing anymore. Why? I don't know. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Why aren't you going to do it anymore? I don't know. It's because he's positioning you for what's next. Amen. Moving us forward to the timepiece of heaven's clock that nobody else can hear but you. The timing of God for your lives is never as pivotal as it is right now. You cannot afford to get ahead of time, and you cannot afford to delay. When he says go, you go. But if you haven't heard go, hear me, wait. It could save your life. Say, man, this is a little intense tonight. Welcome to how things are now. These are the words we're living by. Some of you have been watching this thing play out for a really long time. But in the chaos, isn't there a sense of God getting ready to do this glorious thing among us? Isn't there this sense that we're about to witness heaven's supply like no generation has ever seen before this time? You can feel it. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I know I'm ready to see it. And I know I want to be right in the middle of it. Glory to God. Governments are lining up. God's government is sliding into position and sliding into strength. And as they do, there is a partnering that takes place. I believe we are going to begin to see, for the winning of cities, apostolic teams. You say, what does that mean? It means it's a team of people that know who they are, that are being led by the fivefold ministry, that are made up of business and government that directly affect the economy. They are made up of prayer warriors and intercessors who know how to get in there and take care of things. That is my idea of an apostolic team. And they do supernatural things. You all know what I'm talking about. prayer meetings? Huh. I say special forces. Amen. Not everybody gets invited to those meetings. You know why? They can't handle the truth. It's too much for you. Too much, too much. You're not ready for what we do. There'll be a time, but it's not quite right. It's true. I remember when I was going to Rhema, there was this secret elite group of prayers that would meet at Kenneth Hagin Ministries at 9 o'clock at night. And one day, I was with one of the ladies there, and I heard her talking on the phone, arranging their time. I stood to attention. Now, I was not invited. I was like a peon first-year Rhema student, you know, green as could be. But I was so hungry. And so I had a little group of girls that would pray at our condo. And so I ran over there that night. I said, "You guys, the secret elite prayer team is meeting tonight." And they were like, "They invited us?" I said, "Well, not exactly." But I was thinking, hey, desperate times, desperate measures. I said, what if we just waited, you know, till they got started? And then we just showed up and we sat in the hallway and we listened in and we could kind of hear what they say and what they do. You know, guys, there's no room in the spirit. We could go where they go. From the hallway, Jen? Yeah, from the hallway. It's just through a wall. How hard could that be? I finally talked him into it. I can be very persuasive. So we all piled in the car, and we drove over to the campus. And it was dark, and all they were already in there, you know. And so we snuck in. It's this long hall. And here we are, these four girls, creeping down the hall. I mean, you would think we were breaking in to steal something. We're there breaking into a prayer group. And so we're coming down the hall, and there were these four prayer rooms. It was the Prayer and Healing Center, so there were these four prayer rooms. That's you could reserve a room to pray. And so they're in the last room. So it's all dark in the one room. We can see the light under the door. And it's ceramic tile floors. So I'm like, quiet. And so we're walking down the hall, and we can hear them talking, you know. So they're discussing. I mean, you special forces in the room, you know how it is. You get together. What are we praying about? Where are we going? What do you got? Anybody got anything? All right, this is what I got. We're going to go. It's so much fun. And so we can hear him talking. So I'm like, wait. So we're standing back. So we waited till they started praying in tongues because we knew once they started that, they wouldn't be as aware of us. So they start praying in tongues, you know, and they're going. So we creep down there. And so we all are hovered around the door on the outside. So I look at my friends and I say, pray in the spirit quietly on the inside. It's like we're stealing an invitation to this prayer group. And so we're all gathered around there, and they're praying in tongues, and we're trying to listen, you know, and we're just praying. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they dead stop. And when they stopped, we all looked at each other, and we all had the same thought. God's told them we're out here. And we shot off like a light. We busted out of that building and we got in the car. Our hearts were beating so fast. We're like, can you go to hell for sneaking into a prayer time? I don't know. And so we're just sitting there and we're like, what do we do? And I'm like, let's try it again. And they're like, we are out of here. We are gone. We wanted so bad to get into that room, we never told him we did it. It was years later, and we finally told him that we were sitting out there, and they laughed, and they said, why didn't you tell us you wanted that bad to come? If we had known you were that hungry, we would have opened it up. I said, you got to be kidding me. And my other friend said, well, it was kind of fun. It's like special forces, you know. But there are some things that are taught, and there are other things that are caught. And that's why you stay around who you're around. That's why you serve where you're called to serve. Because you're getting things that your mind doesn't know anything about. You get so much by association that gets on you. I've had this young girl traveling with me for a year and a half. Dear God, she talks like me. She acts like me. She has the same clothes as me. I had her get up and preach in Grenada. She preached all my stuff better than me. I said, sit down. You are never preaching again. But, you know, she's really intense about how hungry she is. And because of that, she gets a lot. Adam, I picked you up in the spirit in prayer this afternoon. And the Lord said that your relationship with Pastor Shane and Pastor Laura, too, is very important for you, for your life, but also what you're called to do. The relationship of you and Pastor Shane is pivotal and powerful. So protect it. Guard it. It's very special. Not everybody has access to the supply that that man carries for you. And I think you know that. Amen. Isn't he such a gift and a blessing? It's so, so good. See, some of you that are here, a part of this church, you bring such a supply to this house, and then that supply comes back to you. I see the supply that you all bring to this house, but then I see the supernatural supply of God's glory that hovers over you and equips you and surrounds you and empowers you and carries you on through, causes you to see things and see yourselves doing things that you still never even thought you do. It makes a big difference. It's powerful what you bring in the room. These two have seen a lot. And Miss Vanjie said that my service this morning was one of the most inspiring she's ever been in. And I said, Miss Vanjie, that means something to me because you've been in a whole lot of services. That's true. Let's finish this out. Look at verse 17. But Peter, beckoning unto them with the hand, told them to hold their peace and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. Oh, how God is releasing the fivefold ministry in these days. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place. Why? He was a man on assignment. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what had become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, why couldn't Herod find Peter? Why couldn't he put this man in prison? Why couldn't he keep him held down in a place where he could not operate? Because the church had prayed. And when the church prayed, dispatchments were sent on his behalf to release him. And he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. I believe with all of my heart that God has placed you and I in a divine setup. That your life is in a divine setup. And that what God's doing in your life is directly connected to the ministry gifts He surrounded you with, even if you are one. I have realized that I can tell a lot more about my time and what God has called me to do by the voices and the gifts that He's positioned in my life. If you're surrounded by a group of apostles, that's probably you, Pastor. If you're surrounded by a bunch of pastors and city takers and nation changers and prayers and people that know how to get in there by the Spirit and take care of business with supernatural equipment, that's probably you, Pastor. And if you're called to a church that's called to do big things and pillage darkness and grab hold of people that Satan has had bound and pick them up and walk them right out and set them up straight again, you're probably called to big things too. And He's not done with you. Amen. So I believe the Lord wants to release some things to you in this room tonight that's specific to you and to who you are and to what you're called to do. And I asked the Lord before we gathered tonight, I asked Him that He would be very personal with you. But I asked that He would do it in a way that was directly from Him, straight to you. There's something powerful about when we receive from the voice of the Lord that way. It marks us, doesn't it? I mean, it's just like a notch in the timeline of your life that you mark things by. I've had some of those lately. It changes everything. Messes with your head. But it's good. Amen. Did you come ready to receive tonight? Praise the Lord. Well, if you're here and you would like to receive, I'm going to invite you to come in just a moment. And I'm going to ask that when you come, of course, that you come expecting. But specifically, I want you to come with a clean slate. In other words, I don't want you to come with a preconceived idea of what God's going to say or do. Amen? Let's just get real good at opening things up for God to do things in any way He wants to and say whatever He wants to and give whatever He wants to. Let's not just grab hold of like three ways and say, well, if one of these three things doesn't happen to me, it wasn't a real big deal. We miss a lot because of our preconceived ideas. When God gives spirit to spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Adam, if you want to play, and those of you that would like to receive, I'm going to invite you to go ahead and come up and just prepare yourselves to receive from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, shele pahiu sifisele fishapayo sapisa. Distadandos the time, the time. Desta ripede bidabide vidiste, desto dododor, isible sheting, gezovogole vishiati oshakista, ishabrashta. That's awesome. And Adam, you don't even have to sing if you'll just play and minister to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Easy, easy, easy. Alo foshogole vizibele bada bidabida vadamba. Oh, so just go ahead and step on over in the Spirit. Ah. So the Lord would just bring you into a place. Ha, morsele pashi, ozevisho golevashibosta, Maya siato roba zibiza vidishta. And he opens a door wide to you. Wide to you. Oh, si visipiso toro pape shakita. Ease rabarabazabeha. Ease on in. Ease on in. Just lift your hands to heaven. Open wide and receive. God on you. God on you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Supply. Supply.